That is the wonderful Nell Mescal there with Homesick. All right, it's been nearly 10 years since she first starred in the hit TV show Love Hate as Janet. And what a busy 10 years it's been, both on screen and on stage. Mary Murray, great to see you.
Hello.
And having read everything that you're up to recently, my first question is, do you ever sleep?
Well, what I will say is we were just talking about the fact that you have children. And thank God I have no children. So, you know,
so you do get a night's sleep.
Like sleep, yeah.
Oh, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, and you too.
So how are things? Life has been busy. Like, life, I don't even know where
good.
To start.
Yeah.
It's busy right across the boards. You've won an award for Best Actress in a BBC audio drama earlier this year. Tell us about that.
It was a show that I did, a play called The Pride of Parnell Street, which toured for about 4 years on and off. So it was really, it really lived in me, you know. Mm. Myself and Carl Shields were playing husband and wife first, and then I had a rotation of husbands then because we were touring different places. Carl had kids, but, you know, I had no kids, okay. And I got to keep enjoying myself. But anyway, yeah, it was Aidan Kelly and Joe Hanley, and it was just one of those beautiful plays that I lived in. And years later, like 10 years later or something, the BBC wanted to do it, and of course I was delighted and thought no more of it then. It was great, delighted, did it, and then found out that I was nominated for Best Actress for the BBC Audio Drama Awards, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
and I love voiceover stuff, so it was a real gift for me, you know. Like, I've done a lot of animation stuff and that, and I just want to keep doing loads and loads more of it. So that, like, that's a nice little gift for me.
And one of your animations is in the cinema right now. So tell me about My Fairy Troublemaker.
Well, My Fairy Troublemaker, I'm playing an old lady, which is very different from the play I'm here to advertise, because the play I'm playing a 7-year-old. And this, I'm like this woman that's a few hundred years old, but obviously, you know, the voice of probably an 80-something-year-old. And it's Carmela I play. And it's nice character. And I teach drama. So two of my students are in it as well. I always try and along the way get, you know, students into things I'm in, or try and get into things they're in.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
And so, I often, you know, when I saw like documentaries of, say, Tom Hanks doing Toy Story and doing the animation and doing the voiceover for that, it is fascinating.
I know.
How you have to get into it. Like, you're watching little matchstick men, and you're sometimes acting to nobody. Like, it must be quite unusual to
it's amazing
get into it.
Yeah, it's amazing, but it depends on what part of the process you come in at. Because if you do it from the very, very beginning, you kind of do a guide track and there isn't really any pictures for you, and you do a trillion characters, and then they kind of send that along, the artists go and draw the pictures and stuff, and then they bring it back to you, and then they give you your main characters to do, and they kind of flesh out all the other characters. And beforehand, they're like, they take videos of all your facial expressions and stuff and draw them in. And it is fascinating. And directors of animation, like, they really know their comedy, because they're, you know, they're tapping into every millisecond of things. You know, the way we kind of get away with having pauses and all that stuff. You get away with none of that with animation, you know.
And where technology is going.
Oh my God.
I mean, and obviously the home of animation here, we've got such brilliant people, you know, on the worldwide stage.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You mentioned your students there. So you've still got your drama
school. Yeah, you're on Visions Drama School, and I've been teaching for a long time, over probably 25 years in all. But I just love them. Yeah, they're brilliant. Great bunch.
So you're here to talk about Holy Mary.
Yes.
This is the play. It is coming to the Three Olympia Theatre the 11th to the 15th of July.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I love, because even just looking at the photograph, the poster for it,
it is
of the two little
one.
Girls in their communion dresses, it is brilliant. What an amazing photo. So tell us all about it.
So the year is 1986. It's the year I actually made my Holy Communion.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so it's based around 2 7-year-old girls. Myself, I play Mary Leary. And then Jacinta Sheeran plays Magella Barnes. And we hate each other. And it's all about the lead up to the First Holy Communion and, you know, the confessions and thinking about the dress and just how these girls get into each other's lives. But we kind of, it's in two parts. So you get to hear my side of the story, you know, you see the world from my perspective. And in my world, you know, a 7-year-old's world, it's so passionate and everything is just so big, you know, like if they love something, they love it. And yeah. And if they hate it, they really despise it. And Magella is the bane of my life and she's bullying me. And I'm telling the audience this and I'm telling them what she's doing to me and all terrible things. They're all rooting for me in the first half. And Jacinta plays the other characters, like the mother and the priest.
So it's just the two of you. Just two of us. All of the characters. Great. OK.
And then it flips. In the second act, you see it from her perspective. And it's a totally different story altogether. And it's just so much fun because if you're around my age, it's all the nostalgia, you know, or like even within the 10 or 20 years, you're really thinking, oh, yeah, that was my world when I made my first Holy Communion. It's all about what kind of sins did I commit? And you know, the
and
teacher.
What do you remember? Do you remember your confessions back
then? Yeah, I remember. I remember the confession was done in the school for some reason, which was a bit weird. But I do remember going, thinking, oh, what do I say? Like, oh, I lied and I hit my sister.
You're coming up with stuff to say.
I was trying not to lie at the same time,
know,
you know,
because
that was the whole thing. Like, and think about like Catholic Ireland at the time. You really did think that you were going to burn in hell, you know, because I remember my granny brought us to some mass in Walkinstown and it went on for about 3 hours. It was exhausting. But at one point there was some woman on the altar and she was pointing at me at the back of the church and she was going, you'll burn in hell. And I was going, me? I was really taking this with me, you know. And these little girls in the story, yeah, they really take on what the priest is saying and they want to be good, but they, you know, they're inherently bad.
Oh, okay. Well, it's crafted by Owen Colfer.
Oh, of course.
The brilliant Owen Colfer. So
he's done all the Artemis Fowl books.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he writes children so brilliantly. He's amazing.
Amazing. Well, listen, as I said, it is on the 3 Olympia Theatre, 11th to the 15th of July. It's called Holy Mary and starring the wonderful Mary Murray. Thank you so much for coming
Thank you so much today.
That is all we have time
Pleasure.
For, unfortunately. I'll be back tomorrow. Sarah and Cormac are next on Drive Time. Have a lovely evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.